Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Happy Friday. This is the second Friday of 2018. I believe this is the second Friday, so hopefully this is working out for you. If it's not working out for you, that's fine. That's fine because you have like 50 more Fridays to go, so you're going to be okay. I got some interesting things to cover today. One thing, I have to come to the defense of this woman who took her Christmas tree back to Costco because it's going viral, and I think she needs an advocate. She needs an advocate. So I'm going to get into the Costco Christmas tree crisis. I like that. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm also going to tell you guys about a gentleman who did something I always wanted to do on the airplane, when the airplane parks and then the airplane can't find parking. So he just got off the plane, got off the plane, fell down the wing. We're going to get to that. I'm also going to tell you about how basically you can have a funeral for anything, because this one man, he lost his leg and have a funeral for his leg. And I respect it, because you're not just going to just take my leg and just throw it away. That's not how things work. People think you go and get things amputated, and then after you get it amputated, someone can just take it and put it in the trash. That's not how this works. Doesn't work that way. So let's get to Costco. Whoa, wait. First of all, I need to make something clear. I need to let the internet know that I'm okay with the internet being all inside of my privacy. You know how if you go in your email, then you check your email, and then the internet is like, hey, do you still want this watch that you looked at 5 minutes ago? And you're like, I don't like you being in my email, but fine, I don't want the watch, but thank you. But the internet is doing this thing where it's cash and stuff that we looked at in Christmas. So you're looking at stuff that I don't even want. So I was looking at the fish bowls because I wanted to put all my change in the fish bowl. And this was in like November. And the internet's like, hey, do you want to still get this fish bowl? No, internet, it's January. I don't want it. So I appreciate it, Google. If you're going to stalk me, just do it correctly. Don't just send me a bunch of raggedy stuff. I don't want a Ninja Turtle. I haven't wanted a Ninja Turtle since like 1995. So I would appreciate it if you just stalk me correctly. Just be, what's the word? Just be more considerate while you're stalking me. Anyway, back to Costco. So this lady decided to bring back her Christmas tree. She decided she didn't want it anymore, and she took it back. And this is really funny, right? Because apparently people think it's funny that she returned the Christmas tree. But here's the thing. I understand why it's funny, right? Because there's certain things just as a staff, record label, and the crew, us as society, we just don't return. There's certain things we don't bring back after usage. Christmas trees, condoms, toilet paper, tires. I don't know. Certain things you just can't bring back. That's man code, woman code, life code. You can't really bring back. Unless it's Home Depot, they let you bring back plants. But a Christmas tree, you buy it, you decorate it, you use it for what Christmas trees are used for, and you put it on the street. I always thought that was kind of strange how we buy this item and then we celebrate it, we dance around it, we eat candy, we share candy with the kids around it, and then we put it in the street. I think that's kind of weird. So I can understand why a lot of people would flip out about this lady returning the Christmas tree. I get it. I understand. It'd be like if you went to Planned Parenthood, got a whole bunch of condoms, and then took them back to Planned Parenthood. Like, hey, you know what? I'm not happy with any of these. So here, take them back. So I can understand that. I see why it's funny. But here's my issue with her returning the Christmas tree and why everybody making such a big deal of it. It's bothersome to me. First of all, there's this thing. The only reason we all know about this isn't because of a Costco employee. We all know because some hater decided to take a picture of her and then put it on his Facebook. Like, haha, I can't believe this lady returned the Christmas tree. You know what this man said? This man said, what'd he say? Where'd it go? He said, I don't think it fazed her because she has no conscience. Now, here's my problem. I know people that do things like this. Wait. I don't know people that return Christmas trees. That's not what I'm saying. Well, actually, I do. Because I used to work at a hardware place. Well, I'm not going to drop any names because I don't need y'all looking through all my taxes. But I used to work at a hardware place. And one time, someone brought back a shovel. The shovel, the person waited in line. We had this long line on purpose to basically make people not want to return stuff. I won't say that they was doing it on purpose, but I'm going to say the return line was long because people was returning stuff and we didn't want them returning things. Now, the person waited in the line that with the shovel. Then we returned the shovel for the person, gave the money back. A, the shovel was broke. And B, the shovel wasn't even purchased at our store. We go above and beyond. So I did know someone that returned the shovel that was broken, not even to that store. And I get it. Now, this situation, though, I feel like she had a few different reasons to return this tree. So hear me out. Hear me out, and we're going to rock with her, okay? One reason is it's not Christmas anymore. So it's no longer a Christmas tree. Right. So if she went to the store and was like, yo, Costco, I want a Christmas tree, and Costco sold her a Christmas tree, and then she took it home and used it, and Christmas is over, it's no longer a Christmas tree anymore. So the way I see it, you can no longer be satisfied with your product. What if you went and bought some Jordans, right? And you took them home, you put the Jordans on, start balling them, crossovers, playing ball in them, and then you went to go get them to put them on again, and the Jordan had turned into a Fila sign. You no longer have Jordans. Case closed. So I understand that it's no longer a Christmas tree. Another reason is that maybe she thought that she can get the Christmas tree and then plant it and have more Christmas trees and grow some type of Christmas tree farm. But turns out the Christmas trees didn't grow other Christmas trees. That's more reason for disappointment. Another reason is that all the thistles start falling off. All the thistles start falling off on the floor because maybe she didn't want to bring it back. Maybe she didn't want to be one of the people that are irresponsible who just throw the Christmas tree in the street. They just throw it in the street. Maybe she want to say, you know, I'm going to keep this Christmas tree and show my kids that we're going green, being eco-responsible. But all the thistles start falling all over the floor. You know, all the thistles start falling out on the floor, and you got to sweep them. And you can't sweep them all up. If you get a real tree, you try to sweep up all the thistles, you cannot sweep up all the thistles. You can get a vacuum cord. You can get a robot. You can have RoboCop come to your house and vacuum. He will not pick up all the thistles. So that's another reason to return it. And here's something I want to point out. When I was talking about, I know people like this, I was saying, I know people like this man that took a picture of her. Here's my problem. Here's my problem with the picture. If you're in line and you in the Costco returns line and you're returning something from Costco and you're taking a picture of somebody returning a tree, I want to know what you're returning, buddy. I want to know what you are returning. If she's returning a tree, what are you bringing back? Because I have one of, I'm not going to say any names, but one of my brothers, he's top rank, super high in Costco. He's a big guy. And he tells me that people return anything. And he said someone brought back a VCR once. Now, I asked him, I said, hey, did they have a receipt? He said, yes, they got a receipt. I want to know how you get a receipt for a VCR. Like, when they, what was it written in pencil? Because if you bought a VCR and you own a VCR, I feel like the receipt was written in pencil. So they'll return anything. So if you're in that returns line, I just want to know. I want to know what you are returning before you judge somebody else. So if you're returning, like, say, that's what the paragraph would say. If I was hating and high side on somebody returning a tree, I'd be like, yo, I was returning my sweater with a hole in it, and this lady's returning the tree. Ha, ha, ha. And I'll take a picture of my sweater like this. Right? But if you're just hating on the sideline, why are you there? Why are you there, sir? Are you returning the pumpkin? Are you returning some shoelaces? Did you buy the $3? Was you one of the people that bought the $3 chicken, the $3 Costco chicken that's like 9 pounds, and they make it for you, and you went home and ate it and then brought back the bones and was like, you know what? After eating this, I realized the sodium content was too high. But sir, you ate this chicken. Yeah, but it's not sitting right in my stomach. And even though I put it in sandwiches and made chicken salad with it, I just feel like the sodium content's too high. So here are the bones. So I always feel like you should be careful of people that insult you for no apparent reason. And for this man to take a picture of this lady saying, ha, 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 she's returning the Christmas tree, I want to know what his motives were. I want to know. He might be the type that will return a VCR. And the reason I commend this lady for returning this tree is because there's so many places all over the place where you could buy something. They say, nope, no returns. Nope. No returns. Have you ever tried to return something to like one of those itty bitty shacks, like a little bitty bitty shack? You know what? In fact, Radio Shack. You're trying to return something to Radio Shack? I might be aging myself because I feel like Radio Shack hasn't been around in like 100 years. But if you ever try to return something to Radio Shack or even Best Buy, they'd be like, all right, well, okay. Well, look, we need your social and we need your blood type and we need your mom's name and then we need your firstborn. But I don't have any kids. We'll come back when you have a firstborn. What are you talking? I just want to bring this iPod back. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You got to contact corporate. So everywhere else makes it so difficult to return stuff. So the way I see it, if someone's going to let you return anything, let's return anything at Costco. I'm with it. And I feel like I also genuinely feel like Costco kind of out hustled us, because this is the thing right here. Check this out. I'm going to tell you the top secret reason why I think Costco put this whole thing together when I get back from this commercial break. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you and presented by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Listen, I got a scoop. I told you guys that I had a brother who was a top man at Costco. And he got to me because he was listening to my show. He told me she actually returned the Christmas tree because it died. So similar to what I thought, because she went to go, I felt like she went to go plant it to have more Christmas trees and feed the neighborhood, give everybody Christmas trees, and then she planted it and it wouldn't work anymore. So apparently she returned it because it died. Now, most people would assume that if you cut a tree up and then you took it to your home and you dressed it up and put all types of decorations on it, then, and you put it in your room and you had it somewhere, then it would die. Most people would assume that, but we can't go willy-nilly assuming people's intelligence. We can't do that. Me personally, I would think that if I was fishing and I got a fish, right, and I cut his head off and then just put it in my living room and then decorated him, I would think the fish would die. But some people don't know how Christmas trees work. But let me tell you how diabolical Costco is. This is what I'm about to tell you guys about this. This is top secret. This is top secret. Listen, this whole thing, the most amazing part of the whole story is this. The tree got returned. Like, this isn't something where she tried to return a tree that they laughed at her. Ha ha ha. Ki 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 ki. We're not returning your tree. Ha ha. No, they returned the tree. They gave her money back. They gave her money back for the tree that she returned because it was no longer Christmas. I mean, y'all could say she returned it because it's died. I feel like she returned it because it's no longer Christmas. And I genuinely feel like that's a genuine reason to return something. Hey, I bought this Christmas tree. Why do you want to return it? Because it's not a Christmas tree anymore. When I bought it, it was a Christmas tree. Now it's just a tree. This is false marketing, false advertising. All right, fine. But this is a diabolical plan by Costco to just get better advertising, because like I could see honestly, like if they posted the tree, if this whole ordeal happened, right, and then the tree wasn't returned, I could see this being really funny. Like, you gotta return that tree, you gotta get out of here, you gotta bounce, you gotta cut, and then she gotta drag her tree all the way out, right? I could see that being funny. But the tree got returned, so Costco's like, ha ha, we gonna show you what's really popping, ha ha, and they returned the tree. I'm sure Costco membership has, like, Costco membership signups have increased by 1,000%. Y'all returning trees? You guys are returning trees? Listen, I had a barbecue last year and we made some ribs, and I feel like there might be some bones still somewhere in my backyard after that party. I'm gonna take the bones back to Costco and be like, hey, you know what? I bought these ribs and I had these bones, and I think that I think that like this bone is dead. And I was under the impression that y'all would sell me ribs that had meat on them. And then Costco's gonna be like, you know what? That's cool. We'll take that. That's fine. So that's why I think that Costco probably plotted this, because the way I see it, the guy who was hating on this lady took a picture and then never posted anything on his own about what he was returning. So I feel like a Costco employee was like, and then posted up, and now everybody's going to shop at Costco. And that's fine. I'm completely with it. So more power to that lady. Another reason I feel like they returned it is this, though. This is the problem, too. Like, you know how sometimes something is just more work than it's like worth? If she dragged this whole tree in there, because she's dragging a tree. She's dragging it, just because she's not that strong. She's not carrying a Christmas tree. She's dragging the whole tree. So it's thistles all over the place. It's thistles all over. Thistles. Just dragging. Dragging thistles all over the place, right? So she's dragging all these thistles. Somebody's like, man, she done pushed all these thistles everywhere. Who gonna clean this up? And this man's like, hey, can we return the tree? Yeah, man, just return the tree. Because if we don't, she's gonna drag it all the way back out. We just clean this up. Just give her the money back. So I understand. Anyway, so more power to her. Everybody should be returning Christmas trees. Next. This is my hero. This man at a Spanish airport. The plane was delayed, right? Well, it wasn't delayed. Have you been on a plane and the plane lands and they don't have a place to park the plane? They land on the plane and then they're like, boop, boop. Hey, man, you getting out? No? All right. Boop, boop. And they're driving the plane. Like, oh, sorry, y'all. We got to find a place to park the plane. Like, they'll get there real early. Like, yo, y'all, we just got here 20 minutes early. Yeah, everybody shots. Yeah. And the plane has no place to park. What is y'all doing? Why are we here this early? So they finally found a place to park the plane and they wouldn't let the people off the plane. So dude is like, hey, are we going to get off the plane or what? And they're like, you gotta calm down, sir. We can't wait the door and the people letting people out. And that's one thing I never understood. When you get to the airport and then the people are like, yo, we're just trying to get you guys off. What's happening there? Like when I understand there's not a lot of places to park a plane. I mean, I'm lying. I don't understand that. But what I have a smaller understanding of is how after we find a parking spot, like we're in the plane, we're driving around, we find a spot, boop, boop, are you back? You getting out? You getting out? All right, you pull up and park the plane. When y'all park it at the thing, when it's parked there, what's happening for 20 minutes? Like, what can possibly going? What? Who's a lack of planning and lack of organization caused us to just be sitting here for 20 minutes? Oh, we're just trying to. We got to get the thing. If we're parked here. And there's a door, and we're connected to the terminal. What's the problem? What's the problem? So the guy, this man, opened the emergency exit, walked out to the plane, and slid off the wing with his backpack. The police arrested him and put him back on the plane. Bro, like, if I'm under arrest, just take me to jail. Like, don't put me back on the plane. Like, I feel like that's the worst punishment ever. Like, I just want to be off the plane at that point. I'm off the plane. Y'all gonna, no, we gonna show you what's really good. And they handcuffed him, then walked him back on the plane. They had to wait until, like, what is y'all doing? That always confuses me. Don't get me wrong. I've been on the plane and we parked the plane and we sat there for a few minutes. A song, two songs, three songs. After I get to the third song, I'm kind of looking around wondering what's happening. We get to four or five songs. What is y'all doing? Like, what do y'all not have the key? At least tell me the truth. Don't say some technical term like terminal attachment, verification, correlation. No, I don't want to hear any of that. Just say, hey, man, look. Hey, we lost the keys, so we can't open the door to get on the thing. And Roger, who usually open it, Roger ain't here. So we got to find someone else to open the door to get. We don't got the key. We ain't got the key. Just say that. I'm fine with it. I'm okay, but don't have me just sitting here like, oh, no, everything's fine. We try to wait till systems analyze. No, bro, we already parked the plane. That'd be like this. Say you in the car, right, with your mans, and then y'all get home, and then you park the car in the garage, and y'all just sitting there. Hey, can we get out the car? No, we can't get out the car yet. The reason you can't get out the car is because the garage door is locked. You know, some of us have a garage door with the key where you get in the rest of the house. And you're just sitting there like, what's up, man? Can we get out? No, you got to wait. But we're already at your house. Can we go? No, no, no. We just gotta wait for the thing. What thing? Just say we can't get in the house. That's all I gotta say. So they arrested this man, and I'm glad he did it, because I've always wanted to do it. But you know, it's not. I'm glad he did it, because I'm not gonna do it. But he's my hero. When I get back, I'm gonna tell you guys about how you can have a funeral for anything. I'll be right back. Brief commercial break, and don't go anywhere.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. I just got done telling you guys about my airplane hero. My airplane hero, basically, he was in one of the situations where they parked the plane and they don't have anywhere to park. When they park the plane, they don't have anywhere. Where they land the plane, don't have anywhere to park it, and they find a place to park it, and then they won't let you off the plane. Which I feel like, I'm not very impatient. I have like, when it comes to being impatient, I'm probably like a 6, honestly. But I've been working on it. One of the worst things I really can't stand is when I'm on the plane and they will have nowhere to park it. But I understand sometimes. But I understand this gentleman, because being on the plane and not being allowed to just be off it while you're at your destination, it's silly to me. It's silly because I'm already here. Like, I'm here. Just let me off. That's why, you know what? A lot of people, one of the airlines I fly is, it's a low budget airline. They go to Stockton, and people clown me because, hey man, why do you fly that cheap airline? But it's cool, because when that airplane lands, it lands on the tarmac. There's no airport bubble. You got to connect it and all that. You don't have to do all that. So they just, hey, you guys got to get off the plane now. And they open the back of the plane, the front of the plane. It's kind of wild, because you get off. They just open the back of the plane and just let you out. But at least you get to get off. That airline may not have AC. And they may be 4 or 5 hours late sometimes, and they may have misplaced one of my bags. But I know that when you land, you're able to get off the plane. So shout out to them. But I don't want to say all their names on the strength. Listen, I usually give you guys what's called best history, because I like to, you know, have a little something to leave you with so you could talk to your friends about and say, hey, man, did you know this happened? Hey, man, did you know so-and-so happened? Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you guys a little something. Basically, a general from Spain, General Santa Anna, he had a funeral for his leg. It was an extravagant funeral. It was an amputated leg, because some stuff popped off during the war, and he had to get his leg cut off. Now, usually when things happen like this, I always wonder, like, when things get amputated, my question always is, what do they do with it? Like, what are they going to do with that? Like, what happens with that now? You don't have a leg anymore. You don't have a finger. You don't have an arm. What do they do with it? Because I don't know if that's something that can be transplanted. Like, I don't know if you lose. I'm not sure if you lose like your whole arm. You could take that arm, put it in the freezer, and then if one of your boys is like, "Hey man, I need an arm," like, "Hey B, I got an arm in my freezer." "Oh bro, is it a right arm?" "Nah, it's a left." "All right, we'll just run it." I don't know if that's how like limbs and things work. But the general, he decided to have an elaborate funeral for his leg because it got amputated. Now, I feel like most people would say, man, that's really arrogant. How do you have a funeral for your whole leg? My thing is this. What other option do you have? If you lose, what else are you going to do? You're going to put it in the trash? You're going to just put it in a junk drawer? Open up your junk drawer, put your leg in there for later? No, you got to have a funeral for it, because it's yours. You're going to think about it all the time and wonder where your leg is at. Like, man, I wish I had my leg. You can go to the grave site and visit it. You could bury it. You could have like a little tombstone for him, take pictures with him. You could do all that type of stuff, because I feel like, if you know where it's at, you're not going to feel that bad. That's why I think that if you lose a finger at like a warehouse or something, I feel like you'd be really sad about it. Like, oh man, like when the people lost the finger, when the people lost the finger or whatever, when they was working at Wendy's. Wait, that's not what happened. This is what happened. You know what? People should not be able to keep their limbs. I'm sorry. Because that guy lost his finger. They put the finger in the chili at Wendy's and was like, hey, there was a finger in my chili. And they try to sue Wendy's. And turns out it was the guy bought the finger from like a friend. It was a wild story. So you know what? That's why people should have funerals. Because if you bury your limbs and they're just gone, that's it. That's it. You can't just cut someone's leg off and say, here, take this and just do whatever you want with it. Because people do evil things. People do real evil things. So shout out to all of y'all. If you ever lose a leg, a toe, an eyeball, an earlobe, a fingernail, whatever, have a funeral for it. Throw a party. Because no one else is going to. That's all I have. I appreciate you guys joining me for another amazing broadcast of the Weird News Podcast, brought to you by your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes.